Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This passage speaks to us of God's unwavering love and protection. He's speaking to you, because the same God who spoke that generations ago is still the same God who's with you today. He's reassuring you, my presence is with you, my protection, my power, and my love is all yours. Firstly, he says, don't fear. Fear should have no place in the heart of a child of God. Will we face fear? Will we be tempted into fear? Of course. But we're choosing faith, and we're choosing the perfect love of God to cast out all fear. So we are redeemed, chosen, cherished by him. He knows us intimately, has forgiven us fully, and he says, I'm summoning you, or I'm calling you by name. In other words, you belong to me, and God protects his kids. So when the trials come, when we're facing an overwhelming circumstance, God's promise is, I'm always there with you. I won't let the waters overwhelm you. I won't let the river sweep you away. You're not going to drown in this flood. You might have to go through it, but you're not going through it alone. And the fire that you're currently facing, it will not consume you. See, God doesn't promise us a life free of trouble. He just promises that he's with us in the storms. And ultimately, we're going to come out the other side. We're going to come out the other side stronger, more reliant on him. Maybe the fires burn away some things that we thought we needed, only to find in the midst of the fire, he's all that we need. The storms of life might cause some unsettling and disruption, but only so it can focus us directly on his love and his care. He is our refuge and strength in the midst of every challenge. So let's banish fear. Let's get doubt out of our hearts. Because although we might not like what we're walking through, we're loved by the one that's walking with us. A God who is mighty to save. Doesn't matter what the flood looks like. Doesn't matter how hot the fire gets. We can cling to this promise. He will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. And in his presence, there is peace, protection, and unfailing love. Let me lead you in a prayer. Heavenly Father, I give you this day. No matter what I face, no matter the storm that I might be in, no matter how hot the resistance and the fire becomes, I thank you that you're with me, and you will not cause me to be swept away. I will not be burned up in this problem I'm facing, because I'm not facing it alone. It's not all of my strength and a little bit of yours. No, today I am choosing to be fully reliant on you. You will protect me, you will bring me peace, and ultimately you will promote me through the storm and the fire that I might be facing. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Amen. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.